In the first days and weeks after the tornado, a huge swath of Joplin resembled a war zone. With trees denuded and buildings gone, it was possible to see the empty St. John's Hospital on the far west part of the city, all the way from Range Line Road in East Joplin. The view in between the two areas in the mile-wide zone could only be called surreal. In a large part of the area, no houses were standing at all. Street signs, frames of reference were gone. Huge stacks of fresh bottled water became a familiar sight in the zone. On Sunday, just 1 week after the tornado, President Barack Obama walked several streets in the city. He spoke to reporters.
Obviously, the scene speaks for itself. I want to thank the outstanding work that Governor Nixon, the mayor, all the congressional delegation, as well as the First Lady have done and the Red Cross in helping people to respond. But obviously, it is going to take years to build back. I met an 85-year-old gentleman who still has a lawn service, who explained how he had just gotten his chicken pot pie out and the storm started coming and he went into the closet and came out without a scratch. There are good stories to tell and happy stories to tell here, but obviously there's been a lot of hardship as well. The main thing I just want to communicate to the people of Joplin is this is just not your tragedy. This is a national tragedy, and that means there will be a national response.
That afternoon, President Obama spoke to an overflow crowd. His comments were heard all over the world.
I love Joplin. I love Joplin.
And as president, I can promise you, your country will be there with you every single step of the way.
We will be with you every step of the way. We're not going anywhere. The cameras may leave. The spotlight may shift. But we will be with you every step of the way until Joplin is restored and this community is back on its feet. We're not going anywhere.
Steve Smith, News Talk KZRG.